Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
One member of our family has to lose weight, significant weight, almost 20 pounds. Doctor's orders.
Human or?
It's our dog, Edie.
Yeah, Edie.
Yeah. Big girl Edie, who eats the same amount of food every day that Champ eats. However, probably because she's a girl, overweight. Way overweight. In fact, our vet was fussing at us this week earlier, like, she's severely overweight.
But is this like an all of a sudden thing or?
No, she's always been that way.
And I don't know if it's metabolic or what it is, but it is odd that
they eat the same amount of food every day.
Yeah, exactly. It's how she's built. But because she's older, he's afraid that, you know, if she's carrying that weight around, it's going to be more difficult on her joints and all those things. So, yeah.
As she gets older. So, first of all, he was like, you need to shoot for like 20 pounds. She weighs 83 pounds now. And he's like,
I would 20 off.
Well, I think he's hopeful for 10 or 15 would be really a big, you win.
Yeah.
Congrats. So we're just shooting for 15 or 20. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, the interesting thing about this, you've told me before that you know some overweight dogs in your family, Sam.
Oh, yeah. My mom's got three of them.
They're very overweight?
Yeah, they don't look like a dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Does she feed them table food or something?
He doesn't want to say.
Okay, you don't have to say.
She probably does. Every time I bring it up to her, she says, but I've been cutting back on them. And it's like, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I mean, a dachshund that looks like something you could rest your feet on.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. The baby.
Yeah.
She's
loving he can't jump
him.
On a sofa no more. Well, you're lucky he can walk.
Yeah.
Does she bring him to the vet? Because a vet will say this dog is not going to be able to get up in the future. And she's going to have to bring them outside to pee in number two and bring them back inside if they can't walk as they get older.
Yeah. Well, she'll argue with the vet. I'm already doing that. That's fine.
So Edie is our older. She's a black lab and she's always been heavy. She's about 11 years old and she's super sedentary.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do my part and I'm going to start walking her. The reason I don't walk her normally is she doesn't love being on a leash and she's so slow. Like I take Champ and it's like this brisk, fun,
like
exciting
thing. These two things go together.
They
though,
do. You know, so right I'm gonna do my part, and the other part we have done.
It's the feeding. Well,
oh my gosh,
he was very thorough. He asked about Edie's, you know, daily diet, and so I told him everything, including the things that he says.
She likes to clean up the backyard.
Yeah, but he says that doesn't put weight on a dog.
He says you're not the only one with that problem. Like we scoop the yard constantly just so she won't have, you know.
Snacks.
That.
Yeah. That's
she's
gross,
the only one of our dogs that does that.
So how much are you supposed to cut back on the food? Like a lot?
It's not the cut back. We've had to buy diet food.
Okay.
It's called metabolic and mobility formula. And boy,
that sounds expensive.
Is it expensive? It's the most expensive dog food we have ever bought.
Yeah, I mean, to me,
we had to do it.
There's got to be alternatives here. You know, I'm thinking, right?
Yeah, Murphy's thinking, can we just give her like half a cup and call it a day?
Or maybe just feed her every other day.
And leave the stuff in the yard for in between.
What Murphy's telling you is what he wanted to say. I knew I could hear it in his brain at the vet. But anyway, no, we bought the food.
But what's mind-blowing to me is we do not give any of our dogs any table food. They do not get snacks in between. They get, you know, a little treat at night when they go to bed, and that's it.
It's metabolic.
Yeah, and they eat, you know, once a day. And you can do that. By the way, you can either do the same portion divided in half and feed twice a day, or whatever the portion, once a day. That's, I guess, a personal preference. And
some vets, disagree that you should do it twice a day. Something about keeping their system
metabolism.
Going.
Oh. Well, that's the problem with the feeding at night is it keeps the system going.
Yeah,
you know?
We've had some system... crate issues. So we feed, you know, a nice portion once a day. And then they get treats in the evening. Hmm. I mean, he was really, just FYI.
Sounds like I found the problem.
If your dog is overweight, know this. You can continue to give treats, but nothing but the metabolic diet food. But the treat could be, thank goodness she loves cucumbers. You can give a cucumber, or not just give little pieces of cucumber, carrots or broccoli. I'm thinking, I'm not giving broccoli to her. You know what broccoli can do to people. I'm not doing that. But anything lean like that dogs actually like, you can give as treats.
That's like milk bones.
Right. That's not that that wasn't recommended for Edie's diet plan. But I'm thinking if we can get 10 pounds off of her, we'll get a good report.
He said to mix the food in with her current diet in the transition so that you don't wind up with unexpected outcomes. Yeah.
Actually, he said, do you remember what he said? If you give just this diet food first without working it in, he said the word explosion.
Oh, did he say that? I did not catch that.
You don't want an explosion.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Yeah.
How did you miss that?
I was trying not to laugh.
Must be a veterinary term.
Yeah, I don't know. I was still probably fixated on the price and how I was thinking, okay, well, can we put our dogs in a priority order here?
It's not that he didn't set the price.
Most important to least.
He warned us about the price, too. I mean, he knows that it's expensive.
This regular stuff you can get at Walmart?
No, it's
prescription dog food. But here's what's up. Here's what's up. We're going to give it a good try. But here's what's up.
1 week.
One big bag we bought. And we're going to see if the weight comes off of her. And I'm going to start walking her a little bit too. Like, she can be my warm-up walk and she'll be exhausted. And then I can take Champ for the fun. I think that if we can get the weight off of her, honestly, it's less medical vet bills in the future for her, and she'll be happier and she'll feel better. We love her, we want her to feel better, right?
And that means this food for the rest of her life.
I don't know that. I mean, that's really a choice between, you know, the food for her or our retirement. I don't know which it's gonna be, you know, yet.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.